The observant among you may have noticed that the last part of the story that was we just heard, the first one, was from the book of Mark. And this one that we just heard, was from the book of Matthew. This Easter, I have decided to make the most of the resurrection story by getting input from each of the four Gospels. The book, the Bible, is not an ordinary book. The New Testament in particular is pretty unusual. One of the peculiarities of the New Testament is that it is not satisfied to tell the story of the life of Jesus of Nazareth once. The story is told four times by four different writers. And thanks to Matthew, we now know how that insurmountable difficulty, the heavy stone at the mouth of the tomb, gets pushed aside. A very impressive personage, an angel of the Lord, no less, shows up to take care of this little detail. And if the women were unlikely to be able to move that stone, this angel is the most likely to be able to move the stone. He's better than an earth excavator. The angel's appearance actually causes an earthquake. Not only that, but the angel has an appearance like lightning. The guards who were near Christ's tomb had a completely appropriate response to the angel's appearance. Matthew reports that they shook and became like dead men. Now, we are not told how the women react, but we can guess that they were also pretty scared because the angel approaches them and says, "Do not be afraid." Really? That's asking a lot, lightning earthquake man. Are you not aware that we humans are designed to be afraid of lightning and earthquakes? It's hard to imagine reacting casually, sitting back and enjoying an earthquake. It's hard to imagine greeting a celestial being that is quivering with the power of lightning with the nonchalant, "Hi, how are you?" Look, lightning earthquake man knows that the women are going to be afraid. Lightning earthquake man does not expect them not to be afraid. He tells them not to be afraid. He tells them this even though he himself is in the precise most position of creating fear in them. Easter in a time of war. Missiles and bombs, tanks, terrorism, machine guns, starvation. These things, like lightning and earthquakes, are the essence of fear. Yet God tells us not to be afraid of them. Not because they do not inspire fear, but because they inspire fear. Like Jesus, we are being asked to face the things that we are most scared of. He was forced to face the cross. God is not reassuring us that these things will not hurt and destroy us. They very well may hurt and destroy us. But we must face them anyway. Have you ever seen that picture of the man standing in front of the tanks at Tiananmen Square? You remember that iconic picture? We must face them anyway. Bravely, so that they will be no more. The only way to end war is to not be afraid of it, to face it, to conquer it, just as Jesus conquered death, bravely. Amen.